Passepartout was interested to hear more.
If the train moves at its top speed, the train won't be as heavy on the bridge,
he continued.
And we can get across before the bridge breaks.
Passepartout was worried for himself and the other passengers. The bridge could break before the train reached the other side. He could not understand why the other passengers seemed to think this was a good idea.
Isn't there a simpler solution, perhaps?
He began to ask the driver. The driver was not listening.
No, no. This is the best solution we have,
he said.
Yes, but maybe not the safest.
Passepartout tried to explain that he had another idea.
Maybe the passengers can go across the bridge on foot. Then the train could follow afterwards,
he said to the train driver's assistant.
No, the driver is right. If we go at top speed, we can get across the bridge. The train's leaving,
cried his assistant. The train driver blew the whistle and the train went back along the tracks about 2 kilometers. Then he blew the whistle again. The train moved faster and faster as it came closer to the bridge. In what seemed like minutes, or maybe it was only a few seconds, they were over on the other side, just in time to see the bridge fall into the deep ravine behind them.